Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 630, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill sitting in. Hurricane Florence continues its path towards the Carolina coast.
Florence grew from a tropical storm to a major hurricane, even flirting at times with the dreaded Category 5 status, meaning its sustained winds would have been in excess of 155 miles an hour. For much of its crossing of the Atlantic, Florence maintained major hurricane status with the winds often holding at 140, but its relatively slow forward motion allowed it to feed off the ocean water, growing into a large storm. In Wilmington, North Carolina, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The University of Kansas Health System has received a $66 million donation to be used for an inpatient care unit. Health system officials said yesterday that the donation from the Sunderland Foundation is the largest gift ever received by the system. The gift completes a $100 million fundraising campaign for the new unit. A 35-year-old Maine man was sentenced to life in prison for killing a Kansas man while on a cross-country trip.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt said Robert Willard Colson of Bucksport, Maine, was sentenced Thursday to life with no possibility of parole for 25 years. Colson was convicted in June for the first-degree murder and three other charges in the August 2017 death of Matthew Miles Shosky. Prosecutors say Colson shot Shosky at his home in Tescott after Shosky returned from work. Colson drove to California, where he was arrested while trying to escape from an Amtrak train after a passenger was stabbed. Prosecutors say Colson was on a bus trip from Maine to California when he missed his bus in Salina and walked until he stopped at Shosky's home. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The trial for two people accused of killing a Valley Center man began yesterday. Jeff and Heidi Hilliard are charged with first-degree murder, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated battery, and rape. Prosecutors allege the Hilliards killed Scotty Goodpaster Jr. over $185 lost in a meth deal. In opening statements, prosecutors said Goodpaster's autopsy and audio evidence will point to the Hilliards' guilt. The defense attorney said Goodpaster tried to set up the Hilliards to get them to be arrested, but they never intended to kill him. Testimony in the case will continue later today. A man already convicted in the case is expected to testify against the Hilliards. Three other people were arrested in the Goodpaster case. Willie Morris was sentenced to 50 years in May. Alexandria Scott and Brian Bussard have also been convicted in the case. Both Scott and Bussard are testifying against the Hilliards. The Wichita Animal Shelter has experienced a large increase in dogs and cats, and they're asking for animal adopters, and fosters. It's not just Wichita Animal Services. KSN News spoke with Casey Bidenthal, a volunteer with Beauty and Beast Rescue.
All the rescues in town, not just us, Wall, Lap, all the Canine Karma, all those great rescues out there, we're all full. So we're having to say no, which is a position we don't like to be in.
Lieutenant Brian Sigmund, commander of the Wichita Animal Services, says the Wichita Animal Shelter's general population cages are all full. Sigmund said that if the shelter doesn't start to clear out in the next few days, Animal Services will be forced to put up to 25 animals on the euthanasia list. Anyone interested in rescuing one of these animals can log on to petharbor.com and enter your zip code to see pictures of the shelter animals. As his second criminal trial approaches, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort may be discussing a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has this report from Washington.
A pretrial conference is scheduled today in Washington on charges related to Paul Manafort's work as a lobbyist. But there are reports the 69-year-old may try to avoid trial by agreeing to cooperate in the Russia probe. Manafort, who's been in solitary confinement in Virginia, decided to go on trial over the summer on bank and tax fraud charges. He was convicted of 8 counts, and he could be retried on 10 more charges that deadlocked a Virginia jury. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Prison time for Atlanta man convicted of sabotaging a computer program housed on servers at an Army base in North Carolina.
49-year-old Mitesh Das will spend 2 years in federal prison and must pay $1.5 million in restitution after being convicted of knowingly transmitting malicious code with the intent to cause damage to a U.S. Army computer used for national security. The computer based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, began having problems in 2014. Suspicious code was found after troubleshooting was done. Investigators determined Das installed malware after the Army chose a different contractor to oversee the program. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time is 6:34. Let's check our forecast with staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. A strong ridge of high pressure continues camped out over the central part of the country, and that's what's giving us this quiet weather pattern that will likely stay around through much of the weekend. Sunny and breezy, up to 90 for the high today, clear and 68 overnight, then Saturday's high 89. Now, some moisture could bring in clouds and possibly a few scattered storms on Sunday, otherwise our high 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Skies are mostly clear, 68 degrees at KNSS. It's 6:35, Steve and Ted of the morning. Hi, I'm Dan O'Neill, sitting in here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Jad, you may have seen the video. It's been on Facebook all over the place where a guy got in trouble for teasing a bear.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, I mean, it's been all over. Well, you know, I mean, teasing bears, not a good idea. And of course, if ever a black bear decides to make a meal out of you, you would probably consider his mouth to be the jaws of death.
Right.
I mean, they grab on and they don't let go. But when a bear tried to get a meal out of a milk can, this bear needed the jaws of life in order to get free. This happened in Minnesota. A conservation officer was called last week checking out a young male bear with his head wedged inside of a 10-gallon milk can. At first, rescuers tried to slip the bear's head out with cooking oil, you know, kind of a Crisco party, but that didn't work. They then tried to drill holes in the can, but the panicked bear was agitated. They're trying to drill the hole so the bear could breathe, but it took a couple hours of struggling. The fire department was called in, and firefighters used the jaws of life,
wow,
and a spreader to pry the can off of this young bear. Once freed, the bear ran off in the woods.
Yes.
Saying, hey, boo-boo, you don't know what they just did to me. You know, it's, yeah, the bear, a bear with jaws freed by the jaws of life. That doesn't happen every day.
That great big milk can with the word, like, honey written on it or whatever. Just Pooh Bear with his head stuck in it.
Yeah, well, you know, little Piglet was trying his hardest, and he just couldn't get it done.
Well, I imagine trying to drill holes in a 10-gallon milk can,
yeah,
while a bear's head is inside it, probably not very easy to do. Then again, I imagine the jaws of life aren't much easier to deploy in such a situation.
Those things are noisy, too. I mean, that would probably freak the bear out, too. I mean, it's a young bear. You know, it's not a mature bear, but still. Better them than me, I guess you might say. That was
definitely
that would be one animal rescue I would be hesitant to try and jump into.
That would be a tough one, especially if that's a young bear. If there's a mama bear somewhere around and happens to hear the commotion, that's definitely not a good thing.
I know you never know here. We've got a lot of things happening this weekend. The state fair is going to be wrapping up. I'm kind of envious about everybody going up to see the Beach Boys. This is one I won't make myself, but it's going to be a great show. They always put on a great show.
Yeah,
and the Pronto Pups and everything else that. I remember one year there, one of the guest performers. I won't mention any names, but
who?
He probably mentioned it in his show anyway. He was a comedian. He came up to a booth that we were at, and he had mustard dripping down his shirt. He had just been to one of the eating booths.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'll change before the show. that's one of the pluses for the state fair, though. You can go have a good time, take a change of clothes in case you got mustard dripping down your shirt.
Exactly. Just in case you happen to, misfire one of the Pronto Pump mustard dispensers, maybe?
That too, or, you know, get, you know, something fried that shouldn't be. I don't know. It's, of course, they're frying everything these days anyway. So.
That's true. Last year when I went up there, I had to make a stop and get some fried alligator.
So, that's okay, but better you than me.
One of the reasons I went up there, yeah.
Well, yeah, but my understanding, okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, I've heard that it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, more or less.
More or less. Okay. Yeah. But it's not calamari, so I guess it's okay.
No, it's I don't know. It's it's chicken. It's got kind of a it's hard to say. It's chewy, but it does have a bit of a fish sort of consistency to it, but it tastes like chicken.
Okay. So the food court, is that basically your favorite attraction going up to the fair then?
More or less, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd have to say so. I imagine when I was a kid, when I was younger, I liked the rides. I liked the you know, all the different rides. But when you get old like me, it's the rides just kind of lose their appeal a little bit, and the food starts looking a little bit better.
Oh my goodness! When you get old like us, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, then there's Steve, but we won't talk about him.
Right.
You know, all that going on, you know, a big working weekend for the fairgoers, but again, coming to a big conclusion and a big happy conclusion. We'll get numbers next week, and hopefully everything is going in the right direction for the fair and you know, the new executive director up there and everything. So it's all encouraging. It really is. Yeah, I still like the tram ride that goes from over the place.
Yeah,
that way you can get some, you know, cool pictures on your phone and you don't have to wear your tootsies out.
Yeah, so you don't have to walk around everywhere.
Yeah. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.